This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and Russia accused each other on Tuesday of not being interested in Ukraine peace talks as calls grow at the United Nations for a ceasefire and diplomacy to end the war started by Moscow's invasion 9 months ago. Russia's UN ambassador told a Security Council meeting that Moscow had noted, quote, interest from a significant majority of UN member states in a diplomatic settlement. But Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Lisa Carty, challenged Russia.
President Putin's escalating barrages on Ukraine's infrastructure are evidence that he has no genuine interest in negotiation or meaningful diplomacy.
Russia has recently been striking Ukraine's energy infrastructure, leaving millions of people without access to heat, electricity, and water, worsening the humanitarian crisis caused by Russia's February 24th invasion. The U.S. State Department commented on Tuesday on Ukraine's apparent new ability to invade hundreds of kilometers into Russian airspace with attacks on air bases using drones.
We are not enabling Ukraine to strike beyond its borders. We are not encouraging Ukraine to strike beyond its borders.
Spokesman Ned Price, as Moscow said attacks on Monday killed three of its servicemen and wounded four, as well as damaging two warplanes. On Tuesday, a third Russian airfield, which lies closer to Ukraine, was set ablaze in another drone strike. Kyiv did not directly claim responsibility for the strikes, but nonetheless celebrated them. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's company has been convicted of tax fraud for a scheme by top executives to avoid paying personal income taxes. This is VOA News. Indonesian lawmakers have unanimously approved a revision of the country's penal code in ways that rights groups say could threaten freedom of expression and privacy rights. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The revisions approved on Tuesday criminalize sex outside marriage for citizens and foreigners. They also ban defamation of the president and state institutions and expand an existing blasphemy law. The amended code maintains its previous criminalization of abortion, but adds exceptions for women with life-threatening medical conditions and for rape, provided that the fetus is less than 12 weeks old. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Kenya's former president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has said he is happy with the progress made in the latest round of talks aimed at securing peace in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo amid a major rebel insurgency. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
A resurgence by the M23 group this year has displaced hundreds of thousands of people, according to the United Nations, and caused a major diplomatic crisis. Congo accuses Rwanda of supporting the Tutsi-led rebels. Rwanda denies this.
We are happy with the progress.
Kenyatta said the latest talks in Nairobi had managed to achieve some milestones. Delegates signed a communique outlining various agreements, including funding a demobilization campaign.
The suspect in a gun attack on an LGBTQ club in the United States that left five people dead was charged Tuesday with 305 criminal counts, including murder. Anderson Lee Aldrich, a 22-year-old, has been in custody since the rampage last month in Club Q in Colorado Springs, in the U.S. state of Colorado, that also left 18 people injured. The suspect, who court-appointed lawyers have said identifies as non-binary, appeared in court on Tuesday to face the litany of charges. Tens of thousands of households and businesses in the eastern U.S. state of North Carolina remained without power for a third day on Tuesday as authorities investigate what they describe as an orchestrated gunfire attack that disabled two substations. Schools across a county of 100,000 people canceled classes for a second day on Tuesday, while a curfew was in place overnight amid freezing nighttime temperatures. Find more on these stories on our website at voanews.com, or you can always follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.